so I would consider camping to be my passion. It is the only hobby I have that I take so much interest in and get very excited to do. More specifically, camping by myself. Of course, I camp with friends every once in a while, but nothing really matches the experience of camping in the wild alone. There is something about sitting next to a fire you made yourself until the late hours of the night and going to bed with nothing but the sounds of the wild to accompany you. Of course, camping alone also means I experience some pretty scary shit. It's usually animal-related. Howls and cries from the woods send chills down my spine. I've had bear sniff and bat at my tent before, which is absolutely terrifying, and usually keeps me up for the rest of the night. I make sure not to keep any food inside my tent, so no animal should ever really want to get inside. The scariest thing to encounter out in the wild, however, is another person. You would think that animal and human footsteps sound relatively similar, but they don't. I've only had it happen twice until now. The first time, it was just passing footsteps in the grass. They didn't do anything, but it still scared me nonetheless. The second time, someone stopped and waited. They sounded maybe 20 feet from my tent. I was holding my breath until they just walked off again. However, about a month ago, I had the scariest camping experience of my life. It was probably about 2 a.m. I had been lying in my sleeping bag for about an hour, just listening to the sounds of the wild, when I heard footsteps approaching, getting closer and closer. It sounded like they were directly approaching my tent. They stopped right in front of the entrance. I was trying my hardest to keep my breathing quiet. I always take a handgun with me whenever I go camping, just to stay safe. That was the first thing that came to my mind when they stopped right in front of my tent. I needed that gun. So as quietly as I could, I reached into my open backpack, carefully feeling around through the clothing and such, until I finally found my gun, and then quietly pulled it out. I held it tightly, staring at my tent door. What happened next sent me into full panic mode. The person outside my tent began to unzip my door. It was slow, like they were trying to be quiet. At this point I thought, no more assumptions. You need to make sure you don't get murdered out here. So I cocked my gun. After that click, the person stopped unzipping my tent. I choked out the words. If you open that, you're dead. I have a gun. After that, the person ran off faster than I ever heard anyone run. I couldn't close my eyes after that. I thought for sure that I was either going to be killed or have to kill someone that night. To this day, I still go camping alone. The fear is honestly the best part about it. You never really know what you're going to encounter. In May of 2009, I had just broken up with my girlfriend of almost 3 years. We had moved from Calgary to Toronto, and were stuck living together after the breakup, as we didn't know many people in the city yet. Needless to say, the situation was pretty stressful and upsetting. So when a buddy of mine I was going to school with suggested a weekend camping trip, I jumped at the chance. I grew up in an area about an hour outside of Toronto called Flamborough. It's quite scenic with loads of lush forests, farm fields, and small rivers and creeks. We decided to camp and fish at Grindstone Creek. It was close to some wetlands, and the fishing is supposed to be great. We ended up setting up our camp in what is possibly a farmer's field that overlooked a gorgeous forest. I'm guessing it was trespassing on our part. We spent the first evening fishing, shooting the shit, and drinking some quality Canadian brew. As it got darker, we made a small fire and roasted some potatoes and hot dogs. Overall, it was a pretty good night. We turned in just after midnight. We were sharing a tent. My buddy fell asleep before I did, and I stayed up playing on my phone until probably around 1:30. I must have drifted off because the next thing I remember was being woken up by a high-pitched, yelping kind of sound. I was groggy at first, and it took me a moment to fully wake up. The yelping was insistent. It kind of sounded like a coyote. I laid there for a moment, just listening, and then started playing on my phone again. The sound was annoying as hell. I tried ignoring it. However, it seemed to get closer, until it sounded like it was 10 feet from the tent. At this point, I was getting a bit unsettled. I had seen coyotes in Calgary before, and I thought they were pretty harmless. They never looked much bigger than a small dog. But what if one was rabid or something? What if it could smell our food? I have pretty bad anxiety, and I'm prone to worrying about these kind of things. I nudged my buddy to see if he was awake. He was. The disturbance had woke him up as well. We discussed what to do. We had brought nothing to scare off the critters, not a BB gun or anything. We ultimately decided that he would shine his flashlight on it and holler. Hopefully that would scare it off. He exited the tent, and I watched him pointing a flashlight out into the darkness. I'll never forget what happened next. His legs suddenly went all wobbly, and he sort of stumbled back into the tent. He had a dumbfounded look on his face. He turned to me and babbled, "It's not a coyote. It's a man. Some weird man is out there." Normally, I would have thought that he was messing with me. I'm a huge wimp and scare pretty easily. I don't even watch horror movies that much, but I've never seen someone look that terrified, and I never want to see that expression on someone's face ever again. So I knew he wasn't pulling my leg. The weird yelping and howling type noises were still going on. In retrospect, it really didn't sound like a coyote. I guess in our groggy states, it was a way for our brains to sort of make sense of it. He kept telling me just to look outside the tent to make sure he wasn't crazy. At this point, I was having a full-blown anxiety attack. My heart was racing. I was terrified beyond belief, but I had to look. So I slowly peeked out the flap and waited for my eyes to adjust, and that's when I saw him. There was someone standing only a few feet away from the tent. He was swaying from side to side, wearing a baseball cap. But the scariest thing was that he seemed to be wearing women's lingerie. That's when I knew that there was likely something very wrong with this guy. If making high-pitched noises in the middle of the night didn't give that away. I pulled my head back inside, and my buddy and I discussed what we should do next. We decided to tell the guy to fuck off. My buddy began yelling, "Excuse me, can you fuck off? We're trying to sleep here." The noise stopped. It became dead silent. That's when we heard footsteps running towards the tent. They stopped right outside, but we didn't waste any time and began yelling again. "Seriously, fuck off. We have phones in here, and if you don't go away, we're calling the cops." With that, we heard him walk by the tent and back into the woods. It sounded like he was moving towards the road. Needless to say, we lied awake, petrified until the first sign of sunlight. We then hightailed it the hell out of there. We talked about our experience on the way home, and we were both pretty embarrassed about how frightened we got. It definitely wasn't manly on either of our parts. I think because we were both ashamed of how we allowed some weirdo to freak us out this much. We really haven't even talked about it since that night. I'll always wonder what the hell that guy was doing out there, or what was wrong with him. Sometimes I wonder if things would have turned out different if we had been a couple of girls. I'm not saying he was some serial killer, but it seemed like he was testing out who was inside the tent. I'll guess we'll never know. And for that, I'm kind of glad. I absolutely love camping. Anytime my friends and I come home from college, we will load up our cooler with beer, grab some gear, and go screw around outside. Unfortunately, when I was actually at school, none of my sorority sisters or other friends ever wanted to go with me. So I would often suffer withdrawals from camping. One day the weather was way too nice to waste. So I grabbed some of my gear, hopped in a car that I borrowed from a buddy of mine, and drove to a spot that was secluded, yet within safe distance to civilization, in case I had to go run and get help. Camping also creeps me out sometimes, but that uncertainty is also kind of a plus for me. It's the same reason that people read these kind of stories. Sometimes it's just fun to be scared. So I make myself a little camp, and get a fire going. I hadn't brought all that much to eat, but I was enjoying myself, reading and looking around the area, that sort of thing. Suddenly I got the feeling that I was being watched, and I stopped, dead in my tracks. I hear a twig snap over to my right. I then see a deer bolt from 100 feet or so in front of me. I laugh at myself, and went back to my campsite with the armful of firewood I had gathered. I kept psyching myself out, hearing sounds just outside of the ring of light cast by my fire. I always kind of get inside my own head, so I just shrug it off. Around 1 o'clock, I decided to get into my tent and snuff out the lantern. I had been slamming back beers in the most unladylike fashion and smoking cheap cigars. Another reason I like camping, I can act however I want. So I passed out relatively quick. It was around 2 o'clock. I began hearing footsteps. They sounded pretty light, almost sort of timid. I thought to myself it was another deer, or more likely a raccoon, because I had probably left some food out. But still, I'm on guard. 30 minutes passed by of me sleeping with one eye open, when I hear a rubbing noise. The fabric of the tent was being slightly pushed. I don't know how I didn't shit myself, but I sat there paralyzed, with my K-bar in my hand. I desperately wanted to thrust the knife through the tent fabric, but I didn't, still holding out hope that it was one of my friends just messing with me, as I had told him where I would be that night. Then suddenly as it began, it stopped. I was starting to feel slightly more secure, because daylight would be coming in about 2 or 3 hours, but I sure as shit wasn't going back to sleep. It was around 4 o'clock that I realized that I probably should put on my boots in case anything happened. I would be ready to run. After having stayed up and being alert for a while longer, my friend's car alarm starts blaring. So now I'm freaked out, and I run out of the tent. I get about 2 steps before something grabs me around the mouth. I try to scream, but the person's pinky finger slips between my teeth. I've heard that people can perform superhuman feats when they have huge adrenaline rushes. In my case, I just clamped down. There's no way to say this without sounding ridiculous, but I bit the finger off. The person screamed. He pulled his hand away as I spat out his finger. He took off running downhill, and I went in the opposite direction. I must have looked insane to the people whose house I ran to. A little sorority girl in a wife beater, boxers, and steel-toe boots, and also had blood coming down my lip, because I had accidentally managed to take out a pretty good chunk of my own lip in the process. I told them what happened, and they called the police, and got me some real clothing. The man at the house made me some whiskey and coke while we waited. It stung like hell as it went down, but it was worth it. When the cops got there, they checked it out. When they came back, it was daytime. They escorted me back so I could get my friend's car, and what I saw once we got there made me even more frightened. Right next to the tent was a red gas can. This person could have just lit me on fire at any time. The finger was also gone, suggesting that he had returned at some point to get it. The kicker is that they never caught the guy. So somewhere out there is a man sitting down at dinner, maybe alone, maybe with a wife and a couple of kids. And if you look at his right hand, his pinky will be missing.